Hello again, Lindsay, and it was really good meeting you at the AIKB Easter Fair because I was blown away by your beautiful pashminas and sweaters that were on display there. And I'm sure that you had a very good day.
We did, thank you. Yes, it was very good.
Very, very hard to resist.
Met some very nice people, it's great. Thank you.
Absolutely. So tell me, how did you become involved with this particular project? And tell me what it's called.
Okay, so Claire and I have been best friends now for many years, over 20 years. And we met each other back in the UK. And my husband and I have now moved to France permanently. I've probably been here now for about 16 months. It was January, back end of January 23 when I fully moved out here. And so Claire and I had been talking obviously about Claire's project and Claire's new career, and she mentioned about Natalia, the lovely lady that she met when she was training, and it was something that we both felt, you know, very, very strongly about. We're both quite politically active. We don't like injustice. We don't like bullying. We're very into women's rights. And so, yes, that's something that we felt that we wanted to bring back to France. And well, at the time I was in the UK. So we started Shanty House. Gosh, it must have been, 2020, 2021, properly. And Shanty just means peace. You know, it means everyone's welcome. So, yeah, it's something that we feel quite strongly about.
So it was through your connection with Claire and her travels to India. And had you been out there?
No, not yet, because of COVID.
Oh, you're right.
But recently I have been in contact with another family, and they live in Jaipur, and they work with local artisans in that area. And I've been invited to go in October this year, so it's something I'm thinking about, definitely.
No, it's not think about it.
Well,
just
absolutely,
do it,
just
to
go
for
it. But yeah, no, it's definitely, as I say, now that COVID, you know, it's all out of the way, it means that we can start.
I think that gave possibly, in a way, it was a stop, wasn't it? And it made people stop and pause and think.
Very much so.
And reflect and maybe take a new path once it was open again.
Absolutely, yeah.
To try do something that might have been in your head but not actioned. So how do you actually get all those lovely shawls and little sweaters and things over here?
We're quite lucky because obviously Natalia and Claire and I will kind of have FaceTimes and, you know, we kind of, you know, on social media with each other. And Natalia will, you know, tell us, you know, sometimes the latest products that they, you know, that she's kind of come across and she's working on. And so basically Claire and I think about, you know, the kinds of things that we think, you know, people would get joy from here. Because interestingly, some of the products that were very popular in the UK, they haven't been as popular in France. And, you know, vice versa. So it's just interesting. It's about knowing, I think, the people that you're working with and who, you know, are interested in the products that you want to offer. But that's what makes it interesting. So, you know, we think about the types of pashminas that we like. We obviously have cashmere, we have organic cotton from Dharamsala, and then we have the cashmere shawls and pashminas that come from Nepal. And we have some beautiful woolen jumpers, which I think you might have seen, Elaine, as well.
I was incredibly tempted.
They also
except I just had a big car bill.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's kind of multi-layered for me in terms of the project. I think there's many factors to why I really enjoy what I'm doing. We feel like we're kind of giving back a bit. We feel like we're helping, you know, particularly ladies. We do work with men, obviously, but we do work primarily with ladies. And I think we sort of touched earlier about kind of the commercialisation of the region. And unfortunately, what that can mean is that ladies, you know, can't stay in their family homes. They have to move to bigger cities to try and find work. So by helping in our very small way, doing what we do, it allows these ladies to, you know, to continue to live in their areas, in their communities, live with their families and, you know, work and do what they feel passionate about. And it helps them to be financially independent.
Absolutely.
So it's a really good thing.
It's all made on a sort of small scale, is it? Or handmade largely?
Yep. As I say, individually, you know, obviously they work in cooperatives, but, you know, people are making, you know, some of the ladies make the dyes, some of the ladies do the weaving or, you know, the knitting, the looming. So it's just very much, you know, on an individual basis. And Natalia's been, you know, she's a lovely lady. She's very ethically minded, as Claire and I are. And so, you know, between the three of us, we work out.
Fantastic. How fortunate to have met.
Yes.
Someone like that.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? When such an opportunity.
It was. It was lovely.
Isn't it? It's as though it was meant to be.
Yeah. Many years ago, in a different career I had, I used to work, and I don't know whether they do something similar in France, but in the UK there was an initiative called Women in Rural Enterprise, and it was something that I was part of, and I really enjoyed being in that group. It's basically ladies supporting individuals, you know, we were supporting each other in our businesses, and I something that I would really like to do here in Brittany, and I'm not sure at the moment if there is anything like that here.
Well, the thing is to source it and see, and because I think that the French and certainly the Britons are very into that sort of like non-commercialism.
Absolutely.
And promoting individual enterprises. They do give a lot of help to people to set up an individual enterprise of some kind, particularly if it's ethical as well. There's very much that down-to-earth attitude.
Yes.
A lack of commercialism in a way. And I think you would probably find that very straightforward. So what outlets do you actually have for selling on your...
Well, we're exploring different opportunities at the moment, different ways to do things. And it's a learning curve for me because I'm still pretty new to the region. So, as I say, in the UK I was quite lucky because obviously I knew which areas I wanted to work in. So at the moment I'm working at Canton Market on a Tuesday, and then I'm working at Wellgat Market on a Thursday. And then this Saturday onwards, I'm starting at Camper on Saturday mornings from 8 till 1.
So you're certainly buzzing around.
Yeah, it's great because I get to see lots of beautiful places
and
as well.
And then Bon Repos have a market too on a Sunday morning.
Yes, I understand them. Yes, they do, don't they? So
from,
yes, maybe that's
I think
that's
it's end of March to October.
Oh, okay. And that's over the summer
another
period.
One. Yes, over the summer. Okay. And that gets very busy.
Gosh, okay.
Because you've got a lot of people visiting the Abbey and going on the canal.
Right, okay.
So that's a busy one.
So that might be
check
something
out.
To look
and
for.
There's a lot of lovely like leather goods and things like that, handmade goods.
Oh, beautiful. That sounds lovely. And also we've been investing in the website. So I need some support with that because I'm not technologically minded. but it's something that we've been working on. And, you know, moving forward, that's something that I'd like to develop as well. So it's
amazing.
It's all new. It's all a learning.
No, well, I think you've certainly got your feet on the ladder.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and we love what we do, and it's, you know, there's what we really enjoy, Claire and I, is that obviously, like with Claire's treatments, we really want people
to
enjoy.
Well, you're working almost in together, isn't it? The two are collaborative.
Absolutely.
In some respects, they're all connected.
The two are linked.
Yes.
And we really love it when, you know, customers buy our products and they really love them.
Oh, they do.
And if they buy them for presents for their mums or their grandmas or, you know, whoever, that they feel really passionate about it.
Well, when you're wearing something that's lovely and soft as they are and handmade maybe and individual,
or
bespoke almost, it makes you feel good.
Absolutely. And you know you're doing a good thing in buying it.
Yeah.
So it's just everyone is getting, you know, joy from it. So, yeah, it's just something that we really love to do.
Brilliant.
And we'd like to do more of it.
Lucky Melionek to have you two living there. I'm sure there's a beautiful aura about the place.
We try.
Very calm.
It isn't always, but we do try mostly.
No 15-year-olds on noisy motorbikes, they think you're revving up.
Oh, no.
No.
It's
no,
very peaceful
no,
it's where we live. We're very
calm.
Lucky.
Well, well done you.
Thank
well done,
you.
Lindsay. Thank you so much. I was just so blown away by
you.
Your beautiful products. You know, where did that come from?
I know. And that's part of the joy, you know. Part of the joy is, you know, choosing those products. And sometimes, you know, we don't know, in terms of the cotton shawls, for example, we don't actually know what colours and designs the ladies have, you know, decided on. So it's like Christmas every time we kind of...
Oh, brilliant.
We get
receive
some new shawls.
Look at that. Well, I will put the details of your Shanty House apparel in the links on our programme and on the website.
That's very kind.
I'm sure you'll be seeing more of me.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you very much.